Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As we say it daily, wake up to this altar for a quiet time between you and God every day. After listening to the audio, do a short Bible study through our daily devotional prayer booklet. Read the portion for the day and the prayer for the day. Then the guideline on how to read the entire Bible through systematically within a year. Subscribe or renew your subscription. We will be sending it to your phone. For subscription and subscription renewal, please send an SMS or a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so immediately now. Welcome also to Saturday, the 17th day in February 2024. Please open your hand and heart for today's prayers. Be responding with amen. I receive it. You will not miss God's blessings for your life. Who is this? You doubt a lot. God said I should tell you to stop doubting him and his word. Stop doubting the instruction we give on this platform. Doubt is a vote of no confidence in God Almighty and his word. James chapter 1 verses 7 and 8 has this to say, "For let not that man think he can receive anything from God. A double-minded person is unstable in his or her ways." So pray against doubt. Believe God. Act in faith. You will see result. Anyone listening to me now and is sick, I command your instant healing. Lay your hand there. Anyone listening to me today confused, I command your instant divine direction. I pray specifically today for everyone who is involved in pushing this vision, TPGF vision, forward by rebroadcasting this daily ministration to others and encouraging them to register directly. Anyone sending these messages to your other groups and platforms, anyone tithing committedly and devotedly, personal tithe and corporate tithing, anyone doing partnership commitment seed and the monthly sacrificial seed through which the kingdom work is growing all over the world, I anoint my tongue. I prophesy, you shall keep making progress. You shall keep making profit and moving forward. The same oil of grace and favor on this commission shall be speaking for you everywhere. There shall be no misfortune or regret. One day soon, Jesus Christ shall come again to take all of us home to his eternal home. None of us will miss the rapture. We will not lose the reward either. I am hearing deadline, deadline. Someone has a deadline to keep or to meet, to submit a paper, lock down a business deal, to make a payment, to meet a deadline. If that is you or someone close to you, open your hand and let me pray. You shall meet that deadline in Jesus' name. Oh yes, because of you, protocol shall be broken. The deadline shall even be extended for you to meet up. Say amen, amen, and amen. If you can put a battle sacrificial seed behind that prayer, go ahead and do so. February 17, born people, your body prayers. Be blessed. Your body is blessed. God shall overwhelm you with his blessing and then raise people that will remember you on this your bad day and bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you. First question today is about the currency we gum or we staple together and put behind our room and our door where we say prayer to it regularly since 2023. Can I remove it and use it, sir? Thank you. Wow. No, you don't have to. You don't have to remove it. Remember what we said then is a prophetic action. You put a picture to see before you and be prophesying prayerfully. Which currency did you staple? Is it 50 naira, 100 naira, 200 naira, 500 naira, or 1,000? No. Leave it there and keep using it to pray and prophesy regularly. For me, I have notes, currency notes, that I have stapled together in the last 15 to 20 years. They are still there. They are not big currencies. $1, £5, €5, 200 naira, 1,000 naira. God keep blessing me. In fact, I keep adding other currencies as I receive them. It is not magical. It is prophetic. Faith provoker. But if despite this cancer, you are under pressure or you wish like spending it, please go ahead. There is no sin in doing so. It is not a law, neither is it our doctrine. It is a faith action. Next. Good morning, Daddy. I need your advice. A pastor is asking me to get pregnant for him before coming to see my parents because he does not want to suffer in the hand of any woman again. He married before, but the wife left him. I told him to come and see my parents. First, I am 39 years old. What's your advice for me, sir? Wow. Don't let age put pressure on you to do ungodly or wrong thing. That so-called pastor is not a good one. He's not matured. He has no faith. He does not know God's word. He's acting carnally. That man is not a good husband material. He's an exploiter and a deceiver. Suppose you give yourself to him for 6 months, 1 year. Pregnancy did not happen. Or is it God? What then will happen? He will dump you and go for someone else. You will live without pain the rest of your life. Please hold on to your God. Your own God-given man will locate you soon, despite your age. Next, good afternoon, house. Concerning the marriage of 36 years, that there is no peace. Sir, I'm grateful for your response. Truly, God Almighty is with you, Daddy. I am 42 years facing terrible storm in my marriage. The woman should hold on to God for his grace. If there is no beating in the marriage, well, thank you for your sharing that experience with us, woman. God will bless you. Next, people are requesting to be connected to the nutritionist. Good day, sir. I am 65 years. I need to be connected to a good nutritionist as I often experience weak erection. Here is my contact. He gave his number, which of course we are not going to mention on air. Next, please, I need the contact of the nutritionist because I have a brother, 40 years old, who is suffering from type 2 diabetes and already have erection dysfunctioning problem. Please, sir, it is very urgent. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, I'm interested in knowing the herbal drug for diabetes. And please, connection to the nutritionist that you mentioned in today's prayers, 15th of February. God bless you, sir. Wow. Let me start with this three. There are so many people just writing in, asking for the same thing. Well, we are very careful in giving out people's contact for connection or connecting people to people for the simple reason that we don't know who is who. Integrity is one of our key USPs in TPGF. We don't want anything ugly or that would tarnish the name of TPGF. But now that so many people are asking to be connected to nutritionists, we will connect each inquirer with those who told us that they are either nutritionists or they know one that has helped them. My warning is, anyone asking you for money to offer such services, please decline. If he or she recommends drug, herbal or multivitamin, then buy it and try it. Read the content. You may even ask your doctor's opinion. One thing I know so well is that diabetes treatment has a lot to do with discipline in our diet. We are not giving anyone's guarantee in connecting you to anyone. Try it. If it works, good. Let us know. If not, discard with it. Don't give money to anybody. Professional nutritionists in this house, send in your own number. And those who require the number and contact with nutritionists, please do so. So we can connect the two of you. Use +234 809 789 4000. But remember what I have said, TPGF will not be liable in any case. Next, Daddy, I'm a widow of 47 years old and a born-again Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. The men coming around me for marriage are divorcees. Please, can I marry a divorcee as a Christian? Please, treat. It is very urgent for me, sir. Wow. We have said this all the time, but it kept coming, and I guess it will keep coming. A widow is qualified to remarry once a partner is no more, but she does not want any pain or heartbreak again. So avoid a divorcee as much as possible. A fellow widower may be a better option, or an old single. But if you have to go for a divorcee, then pastor or your elders must come in for proper investigation why this person could not hold the first marriage. Much will depend on the work that will be done. A detailed work has to be done. That is not possible online. So talk to your pastor or a mentor. Listeners, we'll build more on this tomorrow. From Monday, we shall go for a week of healing. But tomorrow is still another day for question and answer. Get your communion food ready. Rebroadcast it to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let God use you to extend this platform to other people and bring them in. And then, all sincere and committed TPGF members, please buy the TPGF kit. Send for it. Now, you may need to pay for a courier. Please do so. London, Ibadan, or Lagos. Let's be TPGF brand ambassador. Wear the cap, the t-shirt, and the wristband everywhere. Use it to bring other people to TPGF in Nigeria. Numbers to chat or contact is Dupe on 0806-478-8392 for how you can get yours to you. In UK, London, and Europe, Pastor Franklin on 0797-56504-536. Have you transmitted your tithe, personal corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 222 we are doing this month? Be a committed tither, a devoted seed sower. We are going to do this till the end of our lives. Take the communion and let me pray over it. I prophesy that communion for you. As you eat and drink, be healed, be divinely blessed, be reinvigorated in Jesus' name. Pray more on your own on the communion. Eat and drink. Your miracle starts now. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.